You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Stephen Yu, founder and CEO of Standesk, the company revolutionizing health, happiness, and productivity. Mr. Yu, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be on this interview.
And you're most welcome, and certainly looking forward to hearing from you and Standesk and all the details. So for starters, tell us about the beginning. What made you decide to showcase your product and launch on a crowdfunding platform to get things rolling today?
Well, in the beginning, actually, I was doing my master's program in Beijing, China, studying about international trade and many other things. And my roommate and I were just going through different types of ideas. We went through probably 50 different concepts for startups, and we saw an ad saying that standing is actually much better for you. And we thought it was a very unique concept. And I started doing a lot of research in terms of, like, you know, what the health benefits were. And one of my roommates actually just started to use one. He created a box, and then he stood for about like 30 days for just actually playing games, and he lost about 10 pounds. And so that was something that was a point in where we realized that there was actually, you know, a lot of potential in this type of product, but, you know, a box or something like that wasn't really ideal for most people, and something that can automatically adjust up and down was something much more ideal. And so when I started researching the market, nothing really was in our price point, or was something that was relatively nice. Now, at that time, standing desk cost anywhere from like $1,000 to about $3,000, and so I just decided to create a prototype. And then after I created a prototype, now I wanted to actually see if there was going to be a market for this. And during that time, Kickstarter was just expanding and growing. It just seemed like the natural option in where, you know, you can post your story, why you created it, in addition to, you know, all the different reward tiers. We launched it. We raised almost around $650,000. We hit our $50,000 goal within about 18 minutes, and it was just a wild success from there.
That is absolutely phenomenal. Incredible. That ought to inspire a few people here today. Tell us, why was using Kickstarter the most valuable decision for the infant stage of Standesk? I think we can get an idea, but after hearing what you just stated, but take that a little further.
Yeah, I mean, there's many different reasons. Number one, do people actually want your product? Because a lot of companies before, they would spend millions of dollars developing a product, and they bring it to market and they realize nobody wants it. Okay, so it solves that problem, number one. Number two, financing any type of business is very expensive, especially when you're dealing with a large product. You know, our product comprises many different parts, steel, motors, control boxes, controllers, et cetera, et cetera. And so we didn't want to raise money first from investors, which has its own ups and downs. And we wanted to see if we could do something that was a little bit more lightweight, but we could probably solve not only getting investment, right, but also getting orders first and foremost. And so Kickstarter was, and crowdfunding, not just Kickstarter, I mean, there's many other forms of crowdfunding that's out there, is the best, getting the best of both worlds. On one hand, you're getting validation of the market that, you know, people actually want to purchase this, right? It's not just friends that are saying, oh, it's a great idea, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I think true validation is somebody actually, you know, giving you money, saying that, yes, we want to buy it, and we will wait for you to actually, in order to reach the funding goal, or produce it and then send it to us maybe 3 to 6 months down the line. And so for all those reasons, Kickstarter just made a lot more sense.
Now, what has kept the Standesk business a step or two ahead of the other products that have come out in the wellness solutions industry in the last 3 years?
I would say for us, there's a couple of different reasons. I would say one, you know, I've been focusing on this product for the last 3 to 4 years and just refining every single element. In addition from that, I've worked with predominantly almost every well-known manufacturers that is out there. So when I was living in China, I went to all the top manufacturers, you know, started working with them. I wanted to tweak all the different designs because it wasn't meeting the specification that I wanted. And so in the evolution of roughly around 3 to 4 years, you know, working with everyone, I just decided that everyone, either they had their own ambitions or they just, the management team wasn't good enough, or for whatever reason, or they're too expensive, or they're just new as a factory, or they didn't do the quality testing enough. I mean, there's a lot of different reasons for those things, but I really focused on really the quality of the product, right? Upgrading it above industry standard. So that's one of the main reasons. The second reason is really what we're focused on as a brand is I never really wanted to just start a furniture company. That was never my interest. I wanted to develop a product that could actually help people, right? And so when you're going into a lot of the research of why sit to stand desks are so much better for you is number one, sitting is a new smoking. Sitting down for about 8 hours a day is equivalent to smoking 2 packs of cigarettes. And this is not research that I'm coming up with. This is research actually from the Mayo Clinic, one of the top clinics in research in the United States. And there's been thousands of medical journals that are posted on these areas. But not outside of just the standing desk in itself, you know, we're really looking into other different product lines as well, you know, in terms of actually lighting as well. Anything that actually keeps your body healthy, the things that you need to worry about are lighting, you know, nutrition, you know, water filtration, you know, exercise, and a slew of other different products. Air is a big one as well. And so, you know, those are the types of products that we're also looking to either partner up or develop and provide a line of products that actually help people's wellness and where you spend pretty much most of your time anyways, which is the office.
Today we are joined by Mr. Stephen Yu, founder and CEO of Standesk, the company revolutionizing health, happiness, and productivity, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Yu, where do you see Standesk, the brand, and the product evolution in the next 5 years looking ahead?
In the next 5 years, I would love to transform more into an office wellness company. Like the things I mentioned before, I mean, the office has not really changed so much within decades. And I want to bring in a products and solutions and education to offices in where you can improve your health, happiness, and productivity, right? And so, I mean, I've been an avid gym grower for the last 25 years. I always go to the gym, but it's really hard for most people. And so I think transforming also the way that people think about the office. I think right now, people think about the office as a place in where you actually have to sacrifice your health in order to gain productivity or make a living, right? A lot of people go to work, you know, they gain a lot of weight, they don't eat really good food, high stress, they don't sleep much. You know, this is a recipe for a lot of different types of diseases and health problems. I want to try to really, in the future, in about 5 years, really provide product solutions and education in where the office could be a place in where you can build health, right? And so you become healthier, happier, more productive at work. And that helps many different reasons. Number one, it helps the person, right? To become the best that they can absolutely be, right? Because, you know, you're always going to be producing the best and having the best ideas when you are more fit, right? When you're physically happier, when you are mentally more stable through possibly even meditation and all these other different areas. In addition from that, I really feel that an office is a place that, you know, should provide really good nutrition, right? Nothing with any carcinogens or anything that causes you cancer and whatnot. You know, good hydration, better lighting, natural lighting that actually helps your circadian rhythm, and a lot of other things.
And on another front, and out of curiosity, what gets you out of bed every day and into CEO mode each and every morning?
You know, it's, I came from the world of finance and a lot of number crunching. You're always looking to get an edge, right? In order to make a buck. What really gets, and that was very difficult for me, because my heart wasn't really too much in it. What gets me out of bed for Standesk is when I start reviewing some of the customer feedback that we're getting. I mean, it's incredible. You know, I have people like in their 40s saying, "Oh my God, this has been an evolutionary change for me because I couldn't work physically, actually sitting down so much because I had so much back pain." Some people are saying like, "Wow, the amount of energy that I'm getting from actually standing a little bit more has helped me dramatically with my work. It's helped me get a promotion. It just helped me think things through much better." People with ADD, right, saying that, you know, "I can't sit still. I can't focus when I'm sitting still," right? Being at a Standesk and being able to raise when they're having those moments really has helped them zero in and become more productive, which, you know, they're just more happier, be more successful. And we have so many other stories like that. And when I know what I'm doing every day is actually helping people's health, happiness, and productivity, that's the thing that really gets me up in the morning.
Makes a lot of sense. Thanks for sharing that on a personal front. Now, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, a final word, or a tip for the listeners here today?
I would say for anyone that's really looking to start a business, whether if it's a product business for sure, definitely prepare as much as you possibly can, and try Kickstarter, right? I think Kickstarter, any crowdfunding platform, is really a great way in where you're solving many different problems. Product market fit, you know, is there demand, right? And then also getting some cash up front as well to actually go fund tooling, operations, et cetera, right? And so Kickstarter is a great option. Other crowdfunding sources, great options. Everyone should really try that. But in addition from that is when you do start a Kickstarter, a lot of people have this idea and notion that you're just going to launch a product and it's just going to be successful. That's false most of the time. It's really preparing for that launch is really the most important thing, right? So what really made us successful wasn't that we just launched it. It's because, you know, about a month before, we created our own landing page, right? We had an opt-in section and where, you know, you can collect email addresses. We put actually the Kickstarter video up there first, and then we really promoted that hard on many, many different platforms. One of them was Hacker News, and it was ranked up actually on the first page, and we got basically about 6,000 to 7,000 signups from that. Through that, right, when we launched, we emailed those 6,000 to 7,000 people, "Hey, we're going to launch in 3 days. We're going to launch in 2 days. We're launching right now." And so creating that buzz to that launch time is really the thing that will create the success on Kickstarter. And that's what I would say for everyone listening. Let's think of this startup product company.
Awesome information shared here today, Stephen, and it has really inspired our audience. I have no doubt about it. We are more than honored to have had you with us today and wish you continued success in all your endeavors looking ahead. Before you go, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Standesk and how one could be in contact as well.
So for Standesk, anybody that has any specific questions or that wants to reach out to me specifically, you can reach me at Stephen, STEVEN, at Standesk, STANDESK.co, which is CO. And if you want to look at more at our website and the products that we offer, just go to www.standesk.co, which is CO.
Once again, Stephen, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Again, continued success, and thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much.
Again, we have been speaking with Mr. Stephen Yu, the founder and CEO of Standesk, the company revolutionizing health, happiness, and productivity. And once again, for more information, simply visit standesk.co. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.